How much better than the other days?
It's maybe 70% better than Tuesday.
Wow.
Well, there's a lot of reasons, but testing enables people to find that out. Now, if we put that in our book, that fact may change in a year, and the book will be outdated by then, but people won't know that because books stay on shelves a long time. That's why we're putting our publishing our things digitally and updating them monthly, because these insights into the Internet do change on a regular basis, and we're learning things because a lot of people are doing testing. And by going to Jupiter and Forrester's sites, where they publish the research of Internet research that's up to the moment, we're learning how people are behaving online and how to respond to them, how to get them to respond to you.
What were those sites you just mentioned?
Jupiter and Forrester. F-O-R-R-E-S-T-E-R and Jupiter, those are two sites that are very rich with Internet research information.
Of consumers and how they're behaving.
Yes.
Great.
I hope Henry avails himself of those kinds of marketing insights.
Could you just repeat the URL for anyone who wants to go there?
It's Jupiter.com.
Okay.
J-U-P-I-T-E-R and Forrester or ForresterResearch.com, I believe.
Great. Okay, here's another question from Charles Jenkins. Hello from an American businessman in Seoul, Korea. He attended one of your weekend seminars in beautiful Corte Madre several years ago, and then he went to one of your buffet receptions where he was introduced to your gracious wife. Along those lines, is it true that the Got Milk celebrity milk mustache commercials cost millions, but even today produce little increase in sales and consumption?
You know, I've heard that. I sure don't have any hard and fast figures, but I have heard that. They cost millions to produce, and they didn't make a big change, and that campaign got a lot of visibility and a lot of feel-good for milk, but I don't think it did change their sales, because as people are becoming more nutritionally enlightened, I think they're shying away from lactose.
Here's a question from Peter DeJorovic of Middleburg, Virginia. What is the absolute step one a new business should take regarding marketing strategy?
I think the first step, Pete, is to write a seven-sentence guerrilla marketing plan. I give my students 5 minutes to do it. The first sentence tells the purpose of your marketing. What physical thing do you want people to do? Visit a website, call an 800 number, look for your product next time they're at the store, answer your email, clip a coupon. What do you want them to do physically? The second sentence, all the sentences are short, by the way, except for the fourth. Second sentence tells the prime benefit or competitive advantage that you will stress in order to accomplish your purpose. You may have 100 benefits. Pick the main one. You may have 54 benefits. Pick your competitive advantage that your competition doesn't offer. Stress that. That's the second sentence. The third sentence of your marketing plan lists your target audience or your target audiences, because most people have multiple target audiences. The fourth sentence lists the marketing weapons that you'll use. There are 100 different guerrilla marketing weapons. 62 of them are free. They're all listed at guerrillamarketingassociation.com.
Great. And they can see this plan and do it themselves?
Not the plan. They can see the list of 100 marketing weapons in any of the guerrilla marketing books or at the gmarketing.com site. They can read the structure for guerrilla marketing plan. Fourth sentence tells the marketing weapons they'll use. The fifth sentence tells their niche in the marketplace. The buzzword is positioning. What do they stand for? That's the first word they want to enter people's minds when the people hear the name of their company. Sixth sentence tells their identity, not their image, but their identity, which is their company personality. The seventh sentence tells their marketing budget, which should be expressed as a percentage of projected gross sales. Example, in 2003, the average American business invested 4% of their gross revenues in marketing. And if you have a seven-sentence marketing plan, it should only take you 5 minutes to do those seven sentences. It forces you to focus when you put it into seven sentences. When you put it into seven sentences, you can share it with other people on your team, and they can understand what you're getting at without putting them to sleep. And if you start with that plan and then commit to that plan, that's how the whole thing works. That's where the magic comes from. Starting with a plan and then committing to that plan.
Just do it.
And it's all covered in the details I just mentioned at gmarketing.com. and the 100 weapons are at GorillaMarketingAssociation.com.
Great. Tell me about the effect of the Internet, like Barnes & Noble and Amazon.com, on the sales of your book compared to distribution through the traditional bookstores.
Well, they've made sales of my books go up primarily because of the global nature of the Internet. When I wrote Guerrilla Marketing, it was in English, and for some reason it went to Japanese, and then it went to Chinese. And now, as I mentioned, it's in 39 languages. That's because of the global nature. So we're having more translations and more book sales, and Amazon is a very easy way for people to buy a book. I mean, I love Borders, and they have almost all the Guerrilla Marketing titles all the time, but I gotta wait in line when I buy those, and it's just so easy to use BarnesandNoble.com or Borders.com. I think the ease in ordering books has caused almost all authors' book sales to go up. Plus, if you have a dedicated site such as I do, gmarketing.com, you can order the books right there. And I think just by making it easier for people to find the books and order the books and pay for the books, everybody's book sales go up. And I'm not even thinking or talking about ebooks yet.
Do your books on Amazon and in the bookstores, aside from there being a sale, do they sell around the same price? Or do some bookstores sell them for more and some for less? And who determines that?
It seems to be that the booksellers determine that themselves. And when all is said and done and everybody makes their price cuts, the prices seem to be pretty even, all in all. I can't say that Books A Million has the best price, or Amazon does, because various bookstores have specials at certain times.
Where are most of your sales coming from? Internet-based, in your website, or traditional bookstores?
Traditional bookstores.
By far?
No, Amazon is also, they sell a lot of guerrilla marketing books.
Here's from Jason. Big business does a lot of branding and image recognition marketing. What part does branding play in guerrilla marketing?
Right now, it is the single most important thing that we are doing. We have 31 books, we have about 6 co-authors, we have an association, and we have tapes, and we have lecture series, we have home study courses. We are now taking all those diverse parts of a brand and unifying them with a single brand consciousness and a certain specific brand look. All of the books look slightly like they have a camouflage motif, but we're going to have more standardization in all of our guerrilla products, and we are uniting ourselves as a brand. We have been having meetings these past 2 weeks with members of the guerrilla family, which means co-authors, the director of our joint venture, the people who do the research for our website. And we're all meeting and seeing that we have a very large brand, easily the best-known marketing brand on planet Earth, and we're finding ways to make it even stronger, realizing that some of our people have audiovisual capabilities and we've never been using them. So we're beginning to be more brand-conscious than ever before, realizing that unlike a toothpaste, where there's a lot of them, we are the biggest and oldest and best-known of all the marketing brands, and we're going to do something about that by offering more services and having more connectedness between the various branches of the guerrilla marketing empire. We are offering an MBA program, a guerrilla marketing MBA program, through a new entity called the Guerrilla Business Academy. So we are more brand conscious than ever before, and you ain't seen nothing yet, because a year from now our brand will have solidified even more. We will have had our summit meetings. We will have the input from fellow guerrilla authors.
Do you have a licensing department for your brand?
Yes, we do. We have been very slow to grant licenses, but we have granted a few to the right people. They're having enormously good results, and so are we.
Here's a question from Lynn Fletcher. What's the best strategy for promoting referrals from top clients?
By asking for them and telling them the truth and letting them know how important referrals are in your business, letting them know we can keep our prices down if we get referrals from past customers. Make it easy for them. Offer to write the referral for them if they'll sign it.
When do you ask? Before or after?
The moment the sale has been made is the best time to ask. As soon as the sale has been consummated and they've paid for it, they're feeling a sense of positivity. And while they're feeling that positivity, that's the time to ask for the referrals. Just ask for the names of 3 people or 5 people who might benefit from getting on your mailing list. Don't just ask for an open-ended question. Maybe you can give them a reward or a free gift if they give you the names of people for referrals. But the best time to ask the first time is right after the sale. and then ask a month later, and then ask 6 months later.
You could literally stop prospecting just based on that one referral strategy. Would you agree?
That's exactly right. We have a lot of clients who now get 85% of their business just from referrals, enabling them to cut their marketing budgets in by smithereens because we teach them the important ways to get referrals and how important that is in your business. And Chet has a process by which people can automatically get referrals from now on.
From Ian Pritchard of Cotswold, Great Britain. Jay, what is the one piece of advice you would give me to encourage people to upgrade from what will be a free membership to a paid membership?
I think by offering content that is available nowhere else, I think that you're probably not going to get them to upgrade unless you could offer them something that's just not possible to get except by upgrading with you, Ian. And I think that you're going to find it not too hard to develop a platinum version of whatever it is that you are selling. Give them something that they can't get elsewhere that you have never given before. And it should be something that has obvious worth and value.
Okay. I'd like to know what drives you. Also, with a book deal, should you go to a small house or a big house?
If you've got the right book, a big house has more distribution connections. And they'll probably have more muscle to put into the promotion of the book. However, there are certainly exceptions to that. Some small houses like 10 Speed Press out of Berkeley, they're not big compared to Random House, so they really get behind a book for an author. And so I still say that in most cases, a big house is going to be a better bet for you, but I'm very strong on self-publishing these days, especially with the advent of printing on demand. Well, the first part of the question, could you repeat that, please, Michael?
He'd like to know what drives you, what gives you your drive and ambition.
I feel the need. I hear it in people crying. Their small businesses aren't making it, and I know I have information that can help them, and that drives me that I can help solve people's problems.
Yeah, what's the biggest satisfaction of your career?
Far and away, it's when I give a talk and somebody comes up to me, and they say, you know, I read your book 4 years ago and I attended your talk 2 years ago, but my business is now 12 times the size it was before I learned about guerrilla marketing.
That's a good feeling.
And when I hear that, that's what gets me off.
Tell me about your one student that you're most proud of over all the years.
I wrote a book, Earning Money Without a Job, and a guy called me from the San Francisco Chronicle.
Now, how long ago was this?
This book was in the 70s, and he interviewed me about the book, and I told him about it. I work a three-day week from my home, and he said, I ought to do the same thing. I said, no, you have a job as a Chronicle, you're a reporter for the San Francisco Chronicle. You've got a wonderful job. I said, 80% of people in America are unhappy with their job. You have one of the best jobs there is. He says, no, Jay, he says, I like the idea of working from home. I like the idea of working an abbreviated week, and most of all, I like the idea of calling your own job. He said, I'm going to resign from my job as a reporter at the Chronicle. He said, I've read your book, and I really believe in what you're saying. I said, well, I think you're nuts if you quit your job. But he quit his job, and he formed Banana Republic. So Mel Ziegler, the owner, founder, a creator of Banana Republic, was a reporter for the Chronicle who interviewed me about earning money without a job, and it influenced his life, and it turns out he gave up something good for something better. Millions of people are very well and naturally attired because of Mel Ziegler.
Has being a hugely successful author done for your life? If someone was to sell 16 million books, a book that helps people, what could they expect in their life?
It's a wonderful feeling to know that you did what you wanted to do, and other people benefited as a result of it. A lot of people do what they want to do, but other people aren't benefiting. And I just feel completely blessed that I'm able to do what I love to do, which is write, and that a lot of people, their lives are better because of what I've written.
Here's a question. I don't know who it's from. Several years ago, you wrote an excellent book called The 90-Minute Hour. In it, you wrote of the value of listening to tapes like those offered by Michael Senoff at hardtofindseminars.com while driving and doing other tasks. What new techno methods would you suggest for maximizing the value of time in today's world?
Well, I still think that listening to tapes is one of the best ways. I think that engaging in a weekly surf, 1 hour a week on the internet and seeing what's there, you learn how to find things faster and read through them faster. I think the quality of search engines has become so good that it's possible now to find better information faster and easier than ever before. I think those are technical innovations that don't get enough information. Last week, USA Today ran their cover article on the growth of Google, and they showed a picture of a Google page, and of all things, there was a picture of guerrilla marketing right smack dab in the middle.
That's great. Here's a gentleman, John Dunn from Windsor, Connecticut. He's launching a live telecoaching business to help small business owners increase their sales and profits. How or what guerrilla marketing strategies and tactics would you suggest to acquire clients?
I think he should engage in surveys and ask questions and then get clients based on the answers that he learns. He should find out what are the most important things he offers in the eyes of his current students or clients or customers, and by finding out from them, he'll know what to say to attract more people just like them. I think the good ideas come from your current students or clients or customers, and that's if you find out what got them excited, that's how you'll find more people just like them, and the same things will excite them.
And what's your philosophy on money? Obviously, you've made a lot of money from your books. What was your philosophy before you had a lot of money, and once you got a lot of money, did your philosophy change?
I think I spend less time thinking about money than anybody I've met in my life or anybody who listens to your words. I've never cared about it or thought about it. I just cared that we had enough to pay the bills. I've never bought stocks. I've never bought bonds. I don't believe in that stuff. I don't want to spend one second of my life checking stock tables in the Wall Street Journal. I know people have made a lot of money that way. I have a total disdain for it. All I want is enough to pay the bills. And I don't care about growing an empire. I don't care about accumulating a lot of money. And I feel sorry for people who really are financial advisors, spend have Wall Street lives, and think about making others' money, other people's money, go up to investments. I think that's a sorry waste of the only life that you have. And money is necessary, crucial way of keeping our economy afloat. But I'm appalled at how many people's lives are devoted to following money, trading online, and trying to grow their financial empires. I think they're missing out so much on the sweetest things that life has to offer. Money is not one of those things.
Who do you turn to for advice?
I would say that's my poker guys.
Okay, your guy friends.
Guy friends.
Okay, great. Do you ever hire copywriters to do writing for any of your projects?
No, I do it all myself.
You do all the writing yourself?
I have never hired an outside writer.
Okay, wonderful. Well, Jay, I think that wraps it up. I think this has been great. You've been really gracious and forthcoming with all your ideas, and you've shared immensely. I really, really appreciate it.
I appreciate the quality of the questions from you and from the people who are fans of yours. This has been rewarding for me because it was so stimulating. You've got a great group of people out there. I'm glad for the privilege of being able to talk to them.
Well, great. Well, have a great evening. I will be in touch with you soon.
Thank you, Mike.
Thanks, Jay. Bye-bye.
It's Michael with Michael Senoff's HardToFindSeminars.com and another bonus tip. How would you like to turn your $28 book or ebook or even a concept in your head into a $3,900 information product? I'll provide you the secrets on how to do this. If you'd like a completely free 30-day trial of my system for turning your simple book or even just a concept in your mind into an information product, you can sell for $97, $197, or even as much as $3,900 or more. This system includes a whole range of tricks and tips to help you pack your audio program full of great stories that take control of your listeners' brains. My information product creation system comes with my personal guarantee that you'll create an information product worth from $97 to $497 that's designed to sell like hotcakes. This is a 30-day free trial. If you'd like information on this, please email me at michael@hardtofindseminars.com. In the subject line, write in all caps, $28 book, and I'll email you information on how to turn your $28 book or even a concept in your mind into a $3,900 information product. Hi, this is Michael Senoff with Michael Senoff, hardtofindseminars.com. Here is another bonus tip in a valuable service that I offer to select clients. If you can talk into an ordinary telephone, you can be selling your own high-priced audio programs in as little as 7 days. days. This is the easiest way on earth to create a series of powerful audio recordings for your own information product. I call you on an ordinary telephone and interview you live on a series of related hot topics about your niche subject. I take care of all the editing, all the technical stuff, and I give you the finished MP3s or WAV files and audio transcripts. I only have time to give this deluxe personalized service to a few more carefully selected clients. If you're interested in developing and creating your own valuable information product that you could have complete in as short as 7 days and be selling for as high as $300, $500, even $3,900, please contact me at michael@hardtofindseminars.com. In the subject line of your email, please write info product information in all capital. Make sure I have your name and a way to contact you by phone, and we can talk about your specific ideas. Or you may call me at 858-274-7851. Hi, it's Michael Senoff here with another bonus tip from Michael Senoff's HardToFindSeminars.com. It's called an audio infomercial. Your audio infomercial, which I create for you, will sell more products of yours faster, easier, and for less cost than any conventional advertising method, and I guarantee it 100%. Imagine catching yourself at concert pitch talking about what makes your business or your product service unique, what makes it special. Imagine taking a professional recording of that perfect sales presentation that I create for you and giving it to your prospect as an audio CD or an internet download from your website. I can do this for you faster than you ever thought possible with my personalized audio informational recording service. If you're interested in this unique service, please contact me at michael@hardtofindseminars.com. In the subject line of your email, in all capitals, write audio infomercial, and I will get back with you with more information.